Number four, what is an SEM? Describe how this can be estimated from a single sample and why this estimation process is reasonable. The standard error of the mean is an estimate of how likely, not how likely, it's an estimate of by how much a population mean estimated from a sample mean is wrong. It's an estimation of how much a population mean estimated by a sampling mean is wrong. In other words, it's the average, or it's the mean error of estimation of the population mean by the sample mean. Standard error of the mean. It's the average error of estimation of the population mean by the sampling mean. In other words, when we draw a sample and we use that sample to infer what is the population mean, how much are we wrong? We're wrong on average by the value of the SEM. Now, the formula for an SEM is the reason for this question, because it just looks funky. The standard error of the mean is the standard deviation over the square root of n. Now, we've talked about how larger sample sizes are more likely to be accurate. So it makes great sense that something that estimates how inaccurate we are has an n in the denominator. The bigger the n, the bigger the denominator, the smaller the fraction, the more accurate was the estimate. That part makes sense. This is the squirrely part, because this is the sample standard deviation. Yes?
Is that a big N representing the intended population, or a small
that's,
N?
That's the big N meaning the whole sample.
Oh, it's sample.
Big N is the whole sample. Little n is one group of that sample. But we don't really have a symbol for the value of the population. We sort of assume it's infinity. Remember that the sample standard deviation is inferential, and it's supposed to represent the population standard deviation. And if we put the population standard deviation in that numerator, that would sort of make sense too. Because the more variability there is in the population, the harder that a sample will get exactly the mean of the population. Does that make sense? I mean, if we have a population that only has the values 1, 2, and 3, we're not going to miss by much. It's going to be tough to grab a sample and miss by very much. Does that make sense? The narrower the population standard deviation, the more accurate a sample is likely to be. However, if we have a population that has values from 0 to 100, it's real easy to grab a sample that misses the mean. So the standard error of the mean formula makes sense. How much variability there is in the population, the more variability there is in the population, the harder it is for the sample mean to be correct. That makes sense. And the larger the sample size, the easier it is for the sample mean to be correct. The squirrely part is that this standard deviation isn't the known population standard deviation. It's the estimated or inferred population standard deviation from the sample standard deviation. And that's the weird part, is we're using the sample to estimate the accuracy of the sample.
This can be kind of a yes or no question. This is kind of outside. Do we use this to avoid regression to the mean type of errors?
No. No. Regression to the mean is a process of repeated measurement. This is just one measurement from each person. Now, you will get more regression to the mean in a population that has more variation, but not because of this.
Okay.